Almost every month for the past 2.5 years, these were the voices that echoed outside the T. Don Hutto Immigration Detention Center in Taylor, Texas. A diverse coalition of immigrant rights groups and concerned individuals have been holding protests and vigils outside calling for the end of family detention inside the prison. These actions and demonstrations have ranged in size from a dozen or two to several hundred since the prison opened in 2006. Hutto is officially called a family residential center, but this is no kid-friendly shelter. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, hired a private prison company to convert Hutto from a for-profit medium-security prison to a for-profit immigrant detention center for families. These families awaited their immigration and asylum hearings to determine if they could remain in this country or if they would be deported. When it opened, Hutto had over 100 immigrant children detained with their parents. It was run like the former prison it was. The detainees claimed they were treated as criminals, even though every single person was being held for civil, non-criminal violations. Hutto came equipped with locking cell doors, prison uniforms, and was surrounded by a barbed wire fence when it opened. Before public pressure forced improvements, conditions inside Hutto were very harsh, with poor medical care and nutrition. Denya, who prefers to use only her first name, was detained at Hutto for 8 months.
I will say, "Dear God, what I am going to do with a newborn here? He will die in this freezing cold. I was so cold, and the worst thing was they wouldn't give us enough blankets. I thought we were going to die from the situation."
Daniel was pregnant while she was detained with her two young daughters. She fled with two of her children from Honduras from domestic and political violence. She sought political asylum when she crossed the border, and she and her family were sent to Hutto while they went through the asylum process.
So they tried to make the environment like a home, you know, but it's a prison, it's just a prison.
That was Karen, another mother detained at Hutto. Karen requested I not use her real name. She is trying to start a new life after recently being released from Hutto with her one-year-old son after a month in detention. Karen fled violence in South Africa and came to the U.S. seeking political asylum.
You are under 24/7 surveillance, you know, you have cameras watching you all the time, all your movements. I ran away actually because of the danger in my country, and I feared to be harmed. So all I expected was like better treatment. I didn't expect to be locked up in a detention that made me feel like I'm a criminal or something. Well, I know I'm not.
Denya and Karen's stories are not unusual for the hundreds of families that were detained. The families at Hutto were from over 50 countries from across the world, from the Middle East, Africa, Asia, Eastern Europe, as well as Latin America. Hutto is just one of hundreds of jails and detention centers that ICE uses to detain up to 33,000 immigrants on any given day, but was only one of two to hold families and children. Michelle Brawny, director of the Women's Commission for Refugee Women and Children, was one of the first to investigate Hutto, and interviewed many of the families in the first few months it was open.
And then we would hear from parents who would tell us that their children weren't eating, that their children were losing weight. It was really a lot about the mental health of the people who were there. There was a lot of anger and resentment and frustration on the part of children who felt that their parents weren't able to protect them. And that is devastating for both the parent and the child, and for the relationship and the entire kind of cohesiveness of the family unit.
Before Hutto, most immigrant detainees were immediately released if they were pregnant or had children with them. Frances Valdez, the first lawyer to go inside Hutto, says she went to the jail when she heard the news that a pregnant woman was being detained.
And I would go out there asking them about the immigration issues, of what the questions I knew I needed to ask, and they started telling me about the conditions. And so the individuals inside were the ones that really spurred the campaign in a sense, because they were like, "Hey, I can't be here. Get me out of here. And this is why. And my kids are getting sick and they can't eat the food and I can't eat the food. And they separate us at night and they yell at us and they only give us 15 minutes to eat. And my children are really scared and crying and it's horrible." That's when we realized, but you know what? This is a policy decision that was made by the Bush administration. And policies can change through political activism and through public outcry. And that's when we realized we need to get the public involved.
What started with a small group of protesters from Austin and Taylor soon spread. The national media became aware and picked up the story.
The treatment of immigrants brought out protesters in Taylor. Dozens gathered outside the T. Don Hutto prison yesterday.
In 2007, as lawyers worked on lawsuits to close Hutto, advocacy groups and activists began holding vigils outside the prison. They spoke out at public hearings. They protested outside ICE facilities and the offices of the private prison company which runs Hutto. Jose Orta became the local face of the campaign to close Hutto, known for his warm smile and familiar blue pickup truck at all the demonstrations. I interviewed him in his house, where he was going through the diaries he kept to document the campaign. He came across the first entry, but I walked to the prison to bring attention to the first vigil.
There it is, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So what's the date on this?
December the 16th was the walk. And this is the first big clip out from the December. As you can see, the barbed wire was still on. And I think that's when the lawyers were saying, well, we're going to do it this way, but you guys keep on protesting, you know, keep the heat on, and we'll do it over here. We'll start biting it from different parts, you know, different pieces, and hopefully we'll shut down T. Don Hutto. And that became our sort of our rallying cry about shut down T. Don Hutto.
Protesters in Taylor say they're not running out of steam anytime soon. It's been 1 year since the first march on the T. Don Hutto Family Detention Center.
After following and being involved in the campaign for almost 3 years, I woke on the morning of August 6, 2009, to unexpected news on the radio.
The privately run T. Don Hutto Immigrant Detention Center in Taylor will no longer house families waiting for judgment of their immigration cases. This morning, the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency announced that
while Hutto will remain open to detain single immigrant women, ICE has now transferred all of the families out. Those families that were not deported have been released from Hutto on what is called notices to appear before their immigration judges. Jose Orta again.
It was a victory, but it was only a partial victory. We haven't won the war. We have won the little battle. So we have got to figure out exactly, create a new strategy and a new plan, because ultimately we're all for immigration reform and we're all for the, you know, stopping, you know, for-profit prisons. But, you know, it's not something that's going to be done overnight. T. Don Hutto, I mean, it took almost three years to get them to realize that prison was no place for a child.
As of September 22, 2009, the last of the families have been released or deported from Hutto. The struggle will continue on the outside for those able to remain in the U.S., but at least Karen and Denya's family, as well as hundreds more, will be able to eat, walk, and sleep as they choose. This is Matt Gossage reporting from Central Texas for Making Contact.